For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
Right.
I know you've heard us tell you about the great supplements our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition are offering, so we decided to let one of their happy customers tell you about their experience using LegacySubs.com. So this is a testimonial. You want to hear it?
Yep.
Don Grubbs in Tennessee, that's where Nick Aldis lives. Okay, he said, quote, this guy's from Tennessee, right? So I'm going to read it in his voice.
This is probably Nick Aldis, but go ahead. I'm their pseudonym.
Don Grubbs in Tennessee, now we'll trust him here that this is an actual testimony, but this is Don Grubbs from Tennessee. He said, I had trouble getting a full night's sleep for years.
All right, what? Dude, that's not I necessary. That's not necessary.
All right, okay, so this is from Don Grubbs in Tennessee.
All right. He said,
I had trouble getting a full night's sleep for years, so I tried Recovery PM, and I can't believe how well this stuff works. I decided to try Test X9 after that, and loved the results I got from that, too. I'm stronger, and I got morning wood for the first time since I was in my 20s.
You know what?
Nice.
After that comment, go back to the Tennessee accent.
I was so happy when I saw they now offer subscriptions. I subscribed to the Ultimate Test Stack right away, so it ships automatically every month, and I never run out of it. So see why customers all over the world are coming back again and again and try the professionally developed supplements at LegacySubs.com. All of their products are GMP certified and made in FDA inspected facility right here in the USA. And now through December 1st, spend $75 or more and get free shipping plus a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. That's level up with LegacySupps.com. K100. That's K100.
And let me tell you, this really does work because every guy that's on Get My Go had the same problem getting morning wood from Hughley to Hambone, especially Joe.
Yes.
What's the other guy? Durbin, who's right. Part of that other Inso crew.
Oh, Chad. Chad's over there, and the Austin Chad. Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, all those guys.
Yeah. And Nick is a supporter of Get My Go.
So right. Nick and his friends, they all use it, and they've been getting morning wood since. So there's
beautiful.
Some more testimonials.
Yeah, women, girls like morning wood, too,
yes.
By the way. You know, they don't like yolk, so.
And some podcast producers, too. But anyways, you want to get your morning hardwood. You want to get all your legacy supplements. They got a female line done by Mickey James. Nick Aldis designs a lot of this stuff. and we use it ourselves.
And look at how they look. Great shape.
Right.
JJ Claxton, one of the our the guy that runs our TikTok, is a user of Legacy Subs. He's had testimonials saying he's put on muscle. He looks fantastic. They work. Try them. You'll like them.
Get your Legacy Subs. Boom. So, yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. What's the topic for today, D.I. or Joe?
Well,
boom.
Let's go over what Joe submitted, because we got to see. This is from the mind of Joe Feeney. We always tell Joe.
Right. What was the name we gave you, Joffini?
Josephini.
Josephini, yeah.
I like that.
So here's what he submitted. First Major League Baseball lockout since 1995. An article by Daily Wire that talks about a 30% chance of civil war in the United States. Chris Cuomo finally getting suspended. Roe versus Wade is in trouble in the Supreme Court. What I want to talk about is this thing that Joe contributed, masks forever. U.S. tightens travel testing requirements and mask mandates as part of broader plan to fight COVID. The Biden administration is tightening travel rules to and within the U.S., requiring all inbound international passengers to test for COVID within 24 hours of departure, starting on Monday, and extended its mask requirement on planes and public transportation through March 18th. Changes were announced Thursday as part of a broader plan to bolster the nation's arsenal of tools in the fight against the virus as the world enters its third year of the pandemic. The plan is also the latest move by the Biden administration to stem the spread of the new highly mutated Omicron variant of the coronavirus, which was first reported by the WHO by South Africa a week ago. At least 23 countries have identified Omicron cases so far, and that number is expected to rise in the coming days and weeks. The U.S. joined that list after confirming its first case of variant in Northern California on Wednesday, and a second case was confirmed Thursday to a Minnesota resident who returned from a convention in New York City, and then today I read that they found one in New York City, a couple. It's a cause for concern, but not panic, President Joe Biden said Thursday afternoon at the National Institute of Health. We're going to fight this variant with science and speed, not chaos and confusion. Well, already it's chaos and confusion. Okay, because here's the problem. This is not it's like a variant of concern, but all reports are showing that that this new variant, the cases are mild or asymptomatic. Okay, that needs to be the message. But the message is constantly fear. You can't get away from the grip of the media trying to keep everybody scared to death. And it's fascinating when I talk to people. You know, like at work. Oh, what do you think about this new variant? It's like, bro, nobody knows anything. It's like they don't know that, hey, it's mild case. And I have to say, bro, it's mild cases. It's not, you know, they're going to use this again. And it's funny, too. That isn't it kind of strange? You know, nobody trusts the government these days. Nobody trusts me, right? And, like, you know, there's always a conspiracy theorist. You know, is it a work or something, everything? But isn't it kind of interesting that during now the cold season is starting, but we have a new, quote, variant that basically the symptoms are kind of like just the cold? And, like, it's funny, like, if you think that maybe could they be using this, like, the fact that everybody's going to be getting sick and getting colds, that they're going to use this under the auspice of it's the coronavirus and it's the variant, you know, when people aren't really going to be dying or going to the hospital, just getting sick, but they're going to still use this to double down on the fear. Do you think that's a possibility?
I don't know what to think anymore. I just think that they're being overly cautious with something they don't know anything about, and everybody's kind of tired of it. You know what I'm saying? And so it's very hard to get people's attention. You're still going to get it, but not like before. I think a lot of people are like, fuck it. You know, I'm vaccinated and I don't give a fuck anymore. You were telling me that if I got vaccinated, there'd be no problems. Now I am. And then there's other people that are afraid of everything.
Right.
So
that's where the divide in this country is.
I'm in the vaccinated part. I'm like, I'm vaccinated. And I had to get vaccinated because I ended up in the hospital, right?
Yeah. Right.
But at what point do we hit herd immunity? And how come these viruses weren't around before? You know, all of a sudden they're coming out,
yeah.
You know,
like, what happened
right
to
after
the flu?
Another.
Where did the flu go? Like, where did all the other viruses go? Disappear to?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like,
all of a sudden, yeah. I've been around for 50 years, right? And there's never really been a major virus like this that I can ever remember. And now all of a sudden, there's like one right after another.
Let me give a perfect example for our listeners.
Yeah.
Here's for our listeners, so the easy way to do it. Okay, Vince McMahon is booking the coronavirus, right? And basically, he fired the flu and he fired the cold, right? Mm. And he hired the virus, and then he hired the Delta virus, the Delta variant,
yeah.
Right?
Got a huge push.
But then he sent the Delta variant back down to NXT because now he hired the Omicron variant. So now the Omicron variant, so, you know, bro, it's funny how, like, it's just this weird way the media frames these things. And us being in the wrestling business and, you know, being in the working environment, it just seems like the messaging of this is such a work. You know, like the virus name is scary, like Omicron. You know, it's like to make it sound scarier than it is. And like, you know, I don't know, man. I'm fed up with this. I posted this on Twitter the other day, and this is my point, is that, you know, the virus spikes and then it goes down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're, you know, everybody's giving Florida shit, you know, for forever. And Florida now is like one of the 10th lowest cases per 100,000 now.
Right.
Right. Literally in Florida of 21 million people, they have 6 cases per 100,000 people. Obviously in populated centers it's more.
Yeah.
Like in Miami, it's like 55 to 60 cases per 100,000 because you have more people going to clubs and, you know, stuff. But in Vegas, it's the same numbers. We're like at 55 cases per 100,000 in the same type of environment that Miami's in, right? However, there's only one difference. We have a mask mandate indoors here, even for the vaccinated people. Florida, they have nothing.
Right.
And it's like, I'm looking at the numbers are just similar. So it's like, you know, the funniest thing is we're trying to sit there and to forward these things. Okay, this works, this works, this works. And then, like, you know, in places like where they don't do the things that they say are working, it works too. And you're going like, you know, can we be honest about the data that we're giving here? That maybe, you know, maybe there's other factors here that are driving the virus. You know, people's physical composition. You know, something. But I don't
well,
know.
Well, not just that, bro. At the end of the day, and we've talked about this before. If you can monetize fear, if you can monetize bad news, why wouldn't you? And that's what they do. That's why the media should be held to task. That's why Trump was so over, because he was saying there's a lot of fake news.
He
right?
was right.
Even though
the one thing he was right
a lot
about,
of
yeah.
right, but a lot of it was coming from him too. But the media
both
used
sides.
To be the media used to be, you know, trustworthy. You know, and they were there to inform. You know,
right.
Once they found out they could make money, then they didn't give a fuck. It wasn't about informing anymore. It was about getting ratings. And if that meant lying, they didn't give a shit. So now, you know, they make a lot of money sowing fear through disinformation, misinformation, and catering to the corporate narratives. Joe, and we're fucked. And that's where we are right now.
Joe, pull up that article that the guy wrote about me, the NoDQ people that you posted, right?
Okay.
We're talking about the tweet where basically I said, you know, the main advertisers on all the news networks – are the pharmaceutical companies, you know, go figure that they would constantly want people living in fear. So one of these sites posts.
And it's funny because I think only I was reading this thing with Robert F. Kennedy, this interview, and he was saying only two countries have like.
Did they let them advertise?
Yeah, they let them advertise on TV, the United States and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Right. So,
and then Robert Kennedy, but here was the other thing. Robert Kennedy was saying like, this all started in 1996. Like when I was a kid, you were a kid, disco, probably Joe, they didn't have these things. Now they've gone up. Like I think he was saying that there's more lobbyists from the pharma industry than there is from the oil industry.
That's not a conspiracy theory, because this is not a conspiracy theory, what I'm going to say right now, okay? It's kind of fact, and it's the way advertising works. Right?
I still like the picture, though.
Right. So this
at
is
the, at least they used a good picture, right? Can we give him credit for that?
Yeah, Disco Furnish is insanely conscious. So read it, Joe. Why don't you go ahead and read it? Read
okay.
What it says here.
Disco, Joe, would you give him any credit on the good
picture?
It's
not an insanely controversial take. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm a fan of the shirt, too. It's a style, very stylish. Disco Inferno is no stranger to strong opinions. The former WCW star turned podcaster has never shied from letting his feelings known, whether it is politics or professional wrestling. Most recently, Disco has been sharing his opinions on the global COVID-19 pandemic. In the late evening, leading from Monday into Tuesday, Disco took to Twitter where he made a couple of posts that implied that COVID-19 is not that bad. He said that pharmaceutical companies profit from sick people.
What did I say it was not that bad? Keep posting this.
They're going to show your tweets. So let's see.
Okay.
He said the pharmaceutical companies profit from sick people, and that's why the pandemic is as hyped up as it is, and he also completely and selfishly downplayed the effect the virus has had on people while displaying an ignorance of the fact that a world exists outside of the United States. He even employed classic wrestling carnival jargon into his takes, saying the pandemic is a, quote, work, unquote, orchestrated by Big Pharma.
That's not what I'd say.
Here's the tweet.
So it's like, okay.
The pharmaceutical companies are the main advertisers on all the news channels, so it's no surprise they want to keep people constantly scared of being sick. Such an easy work. Followed up by...
let's talk about that tweet.
Yeah.
Is there anything controversial about that? Because here's the point. Somebody talked about, I was reading one of the things here, like Fox News at one time that Robert Ayers, who's the guy? Robert Ayers, Ailes, what's the guy's name? The Fox?
Roger Ailes, yeah.
Oh, no, Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, Rupert Murdoch, yeah.
Had, they mentioned there was something to him about, like, the pharmaceuticals, you know, the advertisers. He said, bro, it's like 20, don't quote me this exact, but something like 26 out of 31 commercials on the show were pharmaceuticals. Okay? Now, this is not a controversial take. They are paying the advertising to keep these shows on the air, all right? What's the one thing you do not do to your advertisers in the television industry?
You just don't slight them, don't piss them
you
off,
don't
go against
your
them.
Yeah. Perfect example. Yeah. Just to give an example here. What happened to Brock Lesnar when he talked about drinking the beer that wasn't the advertised? Remember when he said, "I'm gonna have a Bud Light Coors," and he got in trouble.
He got in big trouble. Yeah,
he got in trouble because he slighted the advertisers, the people that are paying for the show. You can't be like, it doesn't take an idiot to realize that they are not going to, like, you know, that they're going to let the pharmaceutical companies have their way on these newscasts. Vaccines, but, you know, everything is private medical industry, and they're driving the pandemic, and they're the ones advertising for all this stuff on the news channels, and the news channels are the ones that are driving the using of the pharmaceuticals for the pandemic. That's not a controversial take. That's exactly what is happening. So it's like, you can say it's a conspiracy. It's not, no conspiracy theory. They're taking care of their advertisers. What, bro, if the pharmaceutical company stopped advertising the show, they made it, if the government right now made it illegal for pharmaceutical advertisers to advertise the show, where are they going to go? They got to find advertisers now.
Mm-hmm.
Look, think of all that money that's going to disappear.
And a strange thing about the way that works, and I saw this on the show Dope Sick on Hulu that was very good, is that the pharmaceutical companies don't necessarily, they're not always honest in their advertisements, and they don't they don't have to be, because
the people are always happy and smiling and stuff. And, you know, come on.
But
here's
the thing. The fines that they would receive for kind of false advertising are way less than the profits they're going to make from continuing to advertise the way that they do. Yeah. So it's worth them
bro,
to
they get sued for billions sometimes and just pay it.
Yep.
Like, with so much money they have. You know, so it's like, that's not a controversial, that's not, would you, Cody, would you consider that a controversial take? Or is that kind of
which
just kind of like,
specifically? Because you kind of threw three things in there.
The basically that the ad, they don't want to slight their, there's no way that these news organizations are going to, like, bury their advertisers.
Mm-hmm. No, because like, we go back to what I said at the beginning.
Yeah.
If you can monetize off of this, they don't give a shit anymore. And that's the problem. Like, I was reading this book. It's really good. It's a very famous book, Alexander Schultzenstein, this Russian guy, and how he was talking about how, you know, the Soviet economy was really broken down, and they didn't have any technology, and they had to export everything. But the United States, you know, they built up the Soviet economy, and that Lenin said, don't worry, the United States, they're going to fucking, not only are they going to buy the rope to hang themselves with, we're going to sell it to them.
Yeah.
And what he meant was, here we were putting all this money into the Soviet Union so they could prop themselves up militarily and then later on attack us, giving them low interest free loans. While here in the United States, we got to pay interest to get a mortgage so they could prop up their shit. And we were propping up our enemy instead of saying, hey, man, we're not going to help our enemy. We were like, nah, man, let's do business with them. Mm-hmm. So that's what they do here. It's business for them. They don't care who they're hurting. They don't care if they're lying. They don't care if they're misinforming, as long as they're making money. The same thing with the Soviet Union. We gave them all this money because we didn't care if they're the human rights abuses or the gulags, or it's the same thing with Shah of Iran. That's why they got all the hostages. Because while the Shah was being a fucking autocrat and doing whatever he wanted, as long as he gave the United States oil cheap, we didn't give a fuck.
So read the next tweet.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to continue. So Disco's next tweet was, just ask yourself every day how many people you know personally got COVID and how they are doing. Then do the math and decide if it's worrisome to you or not. You want to hear the dude?
Let me hear what he says about that, because I think that's I don't know why that tweet got a lot of hate. Go ahead.
If the pharmaceutical companies advertising on news networks to make money from the pandemic was the reason for all the panic, it would directly imply that there is a worldwide conspiracy to profit from the pandemic. There's almost no way such a vast network would be able to keep everybody quiet. It also completely blows up when you consider the fact that advertising prescription drugs is only legal in two developed nations, the United States and New Zealand. Most of the rest of the civilized world tightly regulates drug prices as a part of their universal healthcare systems, and advertising is banned.
I have no idea what that guy was talking about.
Yeah.
That was not what I was talking about. I was just talking about the way the pharmaceuticals are advertising right now and the way they're pushing.
You got to remember, Disco, they don't give a shit what you said. They're trying to get heat. They're trying to get clickbait. They're trying to get people to go in there and fucking, you know what I'm saying?
But let me go to the second tweet.
And engage.
And this is all I meant by the tweet. And it's pretty, and to me, it's common sense. My second tweet was basically just about, you know, how you personally assess your fear factor with COVID every day. How many people do you know that have had it? It's like you can watch the news, right? And you could like they could talk about whatever, but like in your world, like the reality that you live in, how is COVID be affecting you? Let me give you a perfect example. There's ways I said that. Just how many people you know and you know how sick have they gotten? I don't know anybody. I know one person that went to the hospital. Okay. I don't know anybody that's like, you know, like personally this died, all right? And in my club, let me give you a perfect example. In Vegas right now, there's like close to 50 cases per 100,000 people in Clark County, right? So let me give you just a way to put this. And I was trying to tell this to my friend at work that's scared to death of corona, okay? He gets fear, he or zero, whatever. Now, Matt, our club gets about 1,000 people in it every night, okay? Those are on the average, okay? So imagine there's 100 sapphires, okay? And we have 1,000 people coming to the door every night. So my club, okay, we have 1,000 people coming to the door. The chance that there's, first of all, that somebody coming to the door has it is half of one person, okay? Like, so my club that has 1,000 people in it, the odds, there isn't even odds that as much as one person would have it, the odds are that half of a person would have it, okay? So basically, if there were two sapphires, you'd have one case between the two clubs out of 2,000 people. That would be your exposure. Like, would you be scared to go to a place like that has 1,000 people in it, where not even one person has coronavirus? No, I'm not.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Why would I be scared? Plus, I'm vaccinated. So that's how I assess my risk. You know, I'm not scared of this. I'm barely going to run into anybody. I see the cases, everything. But that's what everybody should be doing. If you're in a place of business where six people got it, I can understand. I'm scared. But if it's like, nobody's getting it in your life, where you're going into the gym, you're going to work, and then that's it. You know, like why would you be scared if that's the numbers? And that's all I'm saying with that tweet. You assess personal risk assessment with regard to fear. And right now, there's a lot of people that are just not scared of this. Mm-hmm. And the people that are scared of it, if you do the math for them and they still are scared, it's like, dude, we're just divided by people that are going to perpetually be scared all the time, people that aren't. And that's basically where this country is divided. People that are scared and people that are not scared. And like, if you're, especially the vaccinated people, I can't believe the vaccinated people are scared. That's another fascinating thing. It's like, what is it? I'm not going to go to the hospital. I'm not going to die. I may get a cold. You know, but I don't know. It's just it's so frustrating.
Yeah, it's like when I see people in their car alone or walking outside with a mask on. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Do you see Dana White and his family have COVID despite being vaccinated?
Yeah, they got COVID. And they said they're fine. They called Joe Rogan and they took the stuff. He says he feels fine.
Yeah.
That then people get mad at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you know,
like they're underplaying it. Yeah, like they're,
bro, they got better. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's created mass hysteria. Is what COVID has done, you know, and it's very frustrating to try to be a data guy and look at the facts and the numbers, and you just can't convince people not to be scared, you know. And it's, what are you going to do? So,
do you want to hear this guy's conclusion, or do you want to wrap up?
Sure, go ahead and listen.
Okay, so
what's the guy's name, by the way? What site is that?
This is ringsidenews.com, okay. And his name is Michael Perry.
Ooh.
So here's the wrap up. Okay, as far as his thought exercise about how many people we know who were affected by COVID, this whole thing makes no sense. Most people don't know somebody who died in a car accident in the last 2 years. That doesn't mean they're not real or that car makers are conspiring to kill people with their products. It just means that anybody who doesn't believe in them is basing their assumption upon their own limited anecdotal experience. They aren't doing any critical thinking. Just because a 1990s dancing gimmick wrestler doesn't know them doesn't mean that over 775,000 Americans didn't leave behind loved ones to grieve. This is an unbelievably selfish and short-sighted take that borders on disinformation and is misleading at best.
And you heard me describe – so if this – do you think that guy would have the same take if he just heard the explanation?
Well, just the fact that he puts dancing gimmick wrestling until he or like you, right?
Right, yeah. So
that says everything you need to know, because he's already burying you and trying to slant people. Yeah, right.
At the expense of making himself look like a schmuck, you know, so, yeah. So that's been K100 Talks.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.